funny thing happened to me yesterday, Millsy, on the way back to my car from visiting the shop.
It shook you up a bit, didn't it?
Well, it didn't shake me up, but I'll explain the story, and I'd like to know, has it happened to anybody else? What exactly was I dealing with? So I went to the shops. I was at the back of Subi. You know where Woolies is at Subi? Mm-hmm. In Subiaco Square, I think it's called. Yep. And at the back of Woolies, i.e. heading towards St. John of God Hospital and Salvado Road, there's those sort of quieter little back lanes.
Office shops.
Doctor's surgeries, bit of this, bit of that.
Residential on top.
I'd parked there, spot on, and I'd had been to the new Target, and I'm walking through the back streets to get back to my car. And as I'm walking down one of the streets, a white van pulls up, and the bloke in the passenger side of the van winds down the window and goes, "G'day, mate." I go, "G'day." He goes, "You want a home theatre system?" I go, "Sorry?" He goes, "Do you want a home theatre system?" And I go, my initial reaction was, something's not quite right here, and I better just keep moving. I don't know if they recognise me or what's going on. And I thought, "No, mate, I'm fine." And then the bloke says, "Oh, I just mentioned it because I got it for nothing and thought you might want it." Now,
was he going to give it to you for nothing?
Don't know. That was the entire extent of the conversation. He drove off. I walked. First five steps, I was thinking to myself, did I just pass up an opportunity of a lifetime to get a home theatre system, whatever a home theatre system is? I don't even know what it is. What is it? Speakers that connect to your TV and it
surround
sounds like the surround
sound.
Is, yeah. Mm. And that was my initial reaction, five steps as I walked away. Then the next five steps, the old sort of premise entered my head. If it sounds like it's too good to be true, it probably is. I walked another 10 metres or so back into the car, and as I sat down in the car, I thought, what was that just then? Was that a bloke who was being genuine, a good Samaritan, saw me and thought that might be of use to some people who you know, are disadvantaged or could use it at Christmas? Or, and this is what I settled on, the bloke had probably pinched it, or the bloke driving the van, and he was trying to offload it.
But what's surprising from your story, right, is that this dates back to quite a few years ago. You would have thought they would have caught those people.
How do you mean it dates back?
Well, it's a scam that's been around for quite some time.
How do you know it's a scam?
Well, I went down and had a look at a bit of research between the time you brought it up.
Mm.
And Consumer Affairs, or the Department of Commerce, through Consumer Protection, said avoid legal back-of-van sales. That was released in March of last year. Although I've had correspondence since we talked about it to say it's been going on for quite some time. If it's been going on for quite some time, is there a number of people that are doing it? Or is it restricted to one or two people? And why haven't they been busted?
So you reckon it's got a name, has it?
Yeah, the white van scam. In fact, Nick from Daglish is going to explain it as well.
9221882, like Nick, who it might have happened to, did it ever happen to you? Do you have any experience with this? 9221882, we've got a $100 voucher to send you to the Carolee on Preston in Como. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. To you? What's your experience?
Mate, it happened to me, but about 4 years ago, in 2013, I was working at the Gateway project out at Perth Airport there, that road upgrade job, and it happened to me and a couple of the guys that I worked with, but it would happen when I was driving. I was probably running a bit late for work, and I was driving along Abernethy Road in Belmont, and two guys in a white van came driving up next to me. I had my window down, and passenger winds his window down and offers me a home entertainment.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same, mate. White van, probably would have been about 10 years old, the van.
Yeah. So, Nick, what are they hoping for that you will, like he said to me, he very clearly said, I got it for nothing. Do you want it? I got it for nothing. What are they hoping? When you get to the back of the van, that they'll then try and sell it to you, will they?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure because, like I said, it happened to a couple of guys. Because I was running late for work, so I was like, I can't, I'm late for work. And he goes, oh, it's real, real cheap, mate, real, real cheap. You know, it's worth 12 grand, I'll give it to you for a couple.
Mm.
And I was just like, I need to go, mate.
Yeah.
And I told these guys at work, and so one guy, the same thing happened to me. And then, I don't know, the rumours started spreading that, you know, these guys knock them off from the display home.
All right. Thank you, Nick. So that was Daglish, but that was 2013.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. On the SMS, it's been around for 3 or 4 years.
Well, but the official advice you said 2016.
Yeah, and they've released another one on the 11th of August to say no to illegal sellers of electronic equipment with a white van. Daniel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I had an experience with the white van when I was
17 in my first job, so that's about 23 years ago.
Jeepers. Really? And what happened to you?
Well, I actually had a good deal, really, I thought. I got sold a couple of large speakers that would appeal to a teenager, and they absolutely cranked for about 10 years before they died.
Right, so, really?
And I got them for, I think it was like $500, so I was pretty happy.
Do you reckon they were stolen in hindsight?
I'm not too sure, but I do think that maybe they might import it cheap stuff or whatever, because my brother actually had an interaction with this white van about 3-4 years ago, and he got a he got suckered in like me. He got a projector, 3D sort of rooftop mounted, ceiling mounted theater projector.
All right, thank you, Daniel. It's not the same two blokes though that have been doing this scam for 20 years, is it? Or the guys more recently, Nick and others who have told us about it on the SMS. Boris on the SMS says it happens quite a lot. It's known as the white van scam. Surely it's not the same two blokes.
Well, if it is, why haven't they been closed down, so to speak?
And if there was a white van scam and people knew it was known as the white van scam, if other people were doing it, wouldn't they drive a different colour van?
You would probably think so. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's your story?
Yeah, no, these guys, what they do, they go and get the empty boxes from, say, JB's, and they fill it up with some house bricks. But they show you one that you want to see, but when they give you the one, they give you the sealed one out of the van. So all you're paying for is a few house bricks.
Oh, really? So when you get home, there's nothing in it?
No. So they obviously do that. And then, like you say, in the UK, the gypsies do it all the time. The gypsy sells carpet, but what they show you, they show you, say, a 3-metre by 3-metre carpet.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, I'll have one, but they give you the sealed rolls.
Yeah.
But in the actual sealed rolls, you've got just enough to go round once.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
And two thin strips that it looks like it's the whole lot, but it's not.
Mm. Oh, golly.
All right, Scotty, thank
smart,
you.
Aren't they? That's Jim.
Let's get to Di. Di, good morning.
Hey there, guys. How are you doing? Well, yeah, hubby fell for that one. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. Went down to buy the newspaper from the local shop and came back with a whole stereo system. Yeah, white van.
Really?
He's absolutely. He's a very gullible person, like he believes.
How much did he spend?
He told me it was $1,000, but knowing him, it would have been more because he doesn't like to tell me the...
Right. Did it actually work?
Well... Look, this is what happened. I didn't click on that it was stolen for ages either, but we left it sitting in the boxes. My husband was like, we can sell it on Gumtree. And we just left it there. And then somebody said to me, this is hilarious, he said, have you opened it? And I'm like, no. And they said, I've had people who've opened them and there's been bricks inside.
Yeah.
So I never even dreamed of that. So we did, we opened them. And they're still out in the shed because, obviously, we can't sell them on Gumtree.
All right, Dolly. Thank you. We want to get to Glenn. Glenn has phoned through. Glenn, you've got a very interesting story to tell. Tell us.
G'day. How you going, fellas?
Good, mate.
About 20 years ago when I was living in Sydney, then I got transferred to Melbourne. I used to be the guy that used to in the white van. Anyway, it was a legitimate job. We'd get a whole bunch of, we'd get a sea container full from the U.S., we'd go into the work in the morning. We'd actually buy the speakers off these guys, these Yanks, and then we'd bust around and sell them for more than what we got them for. Mm. It was a bit of a scam because we were just pretending that they were more than what they were worth. It was a bit fraudulent, but right. Other than that, we were selling them.
So you weren't stealing them, but you were...
No,
obviously...
we actually had to buy them off. We bought them for $240 and whatever we got over that.
So right. Listening to what we've talked about this morning, what do you think's happening there, Glenn? Do you reckon
I think it's gone a lot past what we used to do. We actually sold them a product. Nowadays it sounds like they're stealing and just ripping people off blatantly.
Thanks for your honesty this morning, Glenn. Emily White, our executive producer, who's not well today but is listening in, says they were doing it in shopping centre car parks at Christmas a few years ago. MB, listening after 8:15, you're going to get a mention on the radio.
Andrew, good morning.
Oh, he's gone.
Andrew's gone. Sorry about that. Well, just be warned, anyone selling anything from the back of a truck.
So how about that?
Or
I didn't
back
know
of
that.
A van.
I'm 46, 47 next year. I'd never heard of the white van scam, and I copped it for the first time. So
someone said, why didn't you get the number plate?
Well, because I didn't know. It took me a while to register what had happened, and by that time the van had driven off.
Maybe that's the go. Get the number plate if anyone approaches you next time.
Oh, thanks for the good advice, Steve, a day late.